Hello and welcome to the final episode in Learning to Code in HTML. I'm of course Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, and in this episode we're literally just going to talk about next steps pretty much. Before that though, I just want to congratulate you if you followed this tutorial right to the end, even if you haven't actually necessarily gone through the steps but you understand what we're talking about, then well done. That's a fantastic thing to understand. This will really stand you in good standing for learning other things, and HTML is really a great place to start for any programmer, whether they want to become a game developer or a web developer, or they want to make software. Websites are almost integral to our way of life these days, and to have even basic knowledge to understand how to make one is absolutely fantastic. So congratulations there, well done. So let's talk about where you could go from here, because obviously, you know, okay, so we've got a nice little bob.rf.dg domain here, nice, you know, perhaps not the most professional thing in the world, but we've got something, we've got a website here, we can use this as testing ground, what can I do next? Well, there are several paths you can take. Obviously one of those is next to learn the back-end development, which would be PHP, for example, a bit of JavaScript maybe, something like that, another web scripting language. PHP would stand you in good stead for such things as contact forms, email submissions, forums, things like that. That's one of the things PHP can be used for. You could also learn a bit about servers, about hosting your own website perhaps, or the next step would be to get yourself a nice looking professional domain, such as NathanTech.net. Such a domain right there. And how you'd go about setting that up and pointing it to the bob.rf.dg, although I wouldn't recommend pointing it at that website because that's just going to have one page on it. They are potentially the next steps. In terms of what I personally recommend though, I think PHP is probably going to be your best bet from a programming point of view to learn next, because that'll get you in good standing for understanding things about the internet, and most often tutorials about PHP will delve a little bit into web architecture and things like that to understand what post and get and request and send all do and how they work. And even if you only learn the basics of PHP, it's good to have that knowledge so that you can debug code, and if you hire someone to do the PHP code, when they're giving you demonstrations, you can at least follow along. Obviously, the professional domain is also very important. It's far easier to remember NathanTech.net than bob.rf.dg. I mean, I can hardly even say it, for crying out loud. So yeah, that's probably also a very important next step. Obviously, from this point on, though, you're talking funding at this point. The beauty about a free host is, of course, that it is 100% free. Once you start getting into actual domain names, hosting your own servers, you're talking money. Okay, sure, it's not, you know, big bucks. You could probably, well, I mean, I'm just plucking numbers here, but you could probably host your own website plus a domain for $5-10 a month, something like that. It's not, you know, huge amounts, and there are some really fantastic deals you can get there, and I personally recommend looking out for paying yearly, because oftentimes you can get some fantastic discounts there. Unfortunately, obviously, at this time, NathanTech itself doesn't offer web hosting, free web hosting or otherwise, at the point of this recording. I mean, we may well have done by the time you listen to this, if it's like 10 years in the future, who knows? But yeah, at the time of this recording, we don't offer the free hosting ourselves, unfortunately, which is why I refer you to such places as the InfinityFree.net, which seems to be quite nicely accessible, and things like that. In any case, I hope this sort of these episodes have been useful to you. I hope you've learned something. And if you want to give me feedback, please feel free on the contact form. That's http://nathantech.net/contact.php. And yeah, hopefully it's been useful. And thank you very much for listening. I'm Nathan Smith. This is Nathan Tech.